This is the Don and Mike Show. Would you like to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? Well, then how about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Isn't that something? Thank you, and God bless.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi. How are you anyway?
Hi.
Hi. Good show today, no guests.
Yeah.
And congratulations to the Baltimore Orioles.
Yes.
You know, we're preempted on WHFS in Baltimore on a regular basis for the Orioles. And most times we poo-poo it, but really it bothers us. But I just want to say, last night, I don't mind it.
When you're setting baseball history on,
when you're making the mark for the city of Baltimore,
right,
and you're saying, why do we have a three-hour pregame show and why do we have a three-hour postgame show? This is why. When you lose 30-0 at baseball.
And when you have that loss right after you've extended your manager's contract for a year.
Exactly.
Mr. Tremblay decided that he'd send out the troops yesterday. When I turned it on.
And how many, incidentally, did they score in the other game?
In the nightcap of the doubleheader, I have no idea.
No, check.
Texas, who did they play?
Texas, they were playing the Rangers.
Nine? Texas scored nine more.
Jesus.
In the second game.
Good Lord.
But 30 runs in one game.
Wow.
Goddamn, take us off every day.
30 runs.
That's action.
I mean, that gets to a point where I'm surprised that you're not having a fight in the clubhouse. 30-3. Wow.
Might be a good time to find that manager's corner tape with Earl Weaver.
Yeah. Earl having his little meltdown.
Kind of a salute to the Baltimore Orioles.
What a shame. Glad they didn't do it against the Red Sox.
And I'm sure you've seen the coverage from ballparks around America who could not post the score because on their scoreboards...
Right. They don't have threes on the left-hand column.
The numbers don't go to three.
They have twos.
On the left-hand side.
They have twos. But twos have happened before. You know, that's just a shame.
Yeah. Anyway, salute Baltimore.
Makes Brooks Robinson want to burp.
Frederick Merlin wants to know why you and the Orioles don't go out and get some more team speed.
Team speed, for Christ's sake, and get... goddamn little fleas on the f***ing bases, getting picked off, trying to steal, getting thrown out, taking runs away from you. You get them big suckers that can hit the f***ing ball out of the ballpark and you can't make any goddamn mistakes.
Well, Terry Elliott of Washington, D.C., wants to know why you don't use Terry Crowley as a designated hitter all the time.
Well, Terry Crowley's lucky he's in f***ing baseball, for Christ's sake. He was released by the Cincinnati Reds. He was released by the f***ing goddamn Atlanta Braves. We saw that Terry Crowley could sit on his ass for 8 innings and enjoy watching a baseball game just like any other fan and has the ability to get up there and break one open in the f***ing ninth. So if this sucker mind his own business and let me manage the f***ing team, we'd be a lot better off.
Well, certainly you've made your opinions known on the fans' questions about baseball, Earl, but let's get to something else. Alice Sweet wants to know the best time to put in a tomato plant.
Alice Sweet ought to be worried about where the f- her next lay's coming from rather than where her next goddamn tomato plant's coming from. If she'd get her ass out to f***ing bars at night and go hustling around the goddamn street, she might get a fuck in her once in a while. I don't understand where these questions are coming from, Tom. That's about it from Manager's Corner. Go f*** yourself and the f*** with your show coming up next on the Baltimore Orioles Baseball f***ing Network.
Oh, that's classic.
Yeah.
That's the Earl of Baltimore right there.
Amen.
None better than Earl Weaver.
Okay, I think we got this worked out here. I'm going to try this guy right here. Caller, you're live.
Hey, how are you?
We finally got you, right?
Yeah.
Wow. So, how you been?
I've been great. I'm wide awake.
Well, that's good.
Anyway, the reason I call is because this is the first year, and I don't know how long, that I've been interested in football. I think the last time I cared was when Dave DeBuscher won the Stanley Cup and gave that great speech on the Don and Mike Show.
Mm-hmm. Well, Dave DeBuscher, you're talking about with the New York Knicks?
Right.
Yeah,
and he won the Who's This Thing?
Yeah.
that was when, you know what I missed the most?
I'm listening.
I miss it when you crapped your pants.
Me?
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
Go get some pussy.
Right out.
All right.
Okay, so you're a liar too, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I
go and f*** yourself. F***
Where's your crap detector now, see?
Folks, I hope you didn't get that. I hope we didn't get that
wow.
one. Okay.
Well, they did.
Jeez. We have gotten his idiot twice. Huh. Where do we find these people, for heaven's sakes?
Right.
Let's try this
That's
guy.
That's the mistake.
Yeah, I've heard him before.
Oh, yeah.
He finds
very
you.
Very noticeable setup.
Oh,
noticeable.
Did he?
Oh, well, he asks you certain questions. And then you, when you
Ask
hear
you.
Tell him we're Don and Mike.
Oh, okay. I don't think I've ever talked to this guy. Has he called other shows?
Yes. There's also a little clue here, too, you missed, I noticed.
Okay.
When he said Dave the Busher.
Yeah, whatever. It doesn't matter.
When he said about that show, I said, oh, he always talks about that show, the Don and Mike show. That's when he comes with his delivery.
It's the guy you want.
Now yeah. we know, so we'll be on guard against it. What's on your mind this morning?
I thought you was perceptive, man.
Right, I am perceptive.
Thank you. That was the joke.
The Don and Mike show. Oh, God, the 1-2 punch.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3.
Can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Yep, here's what we offer.
That's the kind of comedy we specialize in.
Right.
Clean, unfunny humor.
All right. This would probably be a good time for a bowel movement.
Gene Shalit. You like the show?
Comedy to die for.
Thank you,
Alive
Gene.
With laughter and uproarious situation.
That's great. <Yeah. right. laughs>
Peter North. Oh, my God. Woo! I think he like 10 to 12 times at one point.
What about the vagina?
That bitch!
Uh-oh.
It's always going to have a taint to it.
Of course it is.
Stupid dick!
I know.
Looks like baby vomit.
Hi there, Larry.
All right. A little quiet for Super Jock.
Hi, other Larry.
Why do you favor rape?
Why do we play that tape every day? I don't know.
Why?
You screw me one more time, I'll squeeze your nuts till you're dead.
That boy gayed in a handbag full of rainbows.
Uh-huh. Here's Big Ed.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Don and Mike.
Well, hi, everybody.
Welcome.
Welcome back to the show.
Welcome.
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 Oh, yeah, this song by George Harrison, one of my favorites, seriously.
Great song.
The old ones, the bold ones, the never been sold ones. The song is called You.
You.
And you'll be a part of the show today, Don and Mike show, and it's SHI Thursday, Bad Word Thursday.
Oh, I can't believe it's Thursday already.
Word spells poop, SHI Thursday.
You couldn't explain it any more clearly than that.
Phone number 877-365-3636. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hey, buddy, what's up?
I am from Baltimore. I think the Orioles suck. Every day your guys' show goes off at around 6:30 to put them on, and it sucks.
It does, but yesterday it was worth it.
Yeah.
When you lose 30-0.
Right.
Listen, when a better performer is ready to take the stage, you've got to know when to step aside.
Right. Absolutely. When you want to have that quality baseball. Obviously, Eric Bedard was not pitching in yesterday's game.
You never follow an animal.
Right.
You never follow a child.
Right.
And you never follow a team that's just lost 30-0.
Well, that's actually, it's no, they shouldn't follow us.
Right.
That's right. You never follow an animal, you never follow a child, and you never follow two men that act like children. That's a message to the Orioles. And
okay.
That's what they did. They followed us.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, man, why are you giving the Orioles such a hard time?
What? Gee, I don't know.
You think we're piling on?
Just because we feel like busting balls. Because it's so every day that a team loses 30-0.
Well, I'd rather bust balls on the Red Sox.
Why would you want to bust balls on the Red Sox? With the best the best record in baseball.
What's that?
They have the best record in baseball.
So what?
They didn't lose 30
so
to 3.
So what?
That's a hell of a comeback.
30 to 3.
But as far as I'm concerned, you know how I feel as a Red Sox fan. Take solace, Orioles fans, that I was cursing my television last night when the Red Sox lost to the lowly Tampa Bay Devil Rays last night.
What was the score of that? What was the score of that one, Mike? 40-3?
It was 2-1, I think, was the final. I don't know. I stopped watching it.
2-1? That's like a baseball game.
Yeah, let me see.
I like my baseball games like football games.
God, I blocked
30-0.
High score. It was 2-1, but it should have been like 5-2 Red Sox.
I'm sorry, the Orioles did have a field goal.
And I don't know if you've been paying attention. We are in a very heated pennant race right now.
Really? Yeah, I know, but it took 80 years to win the World Series, though.
Yes, but you know what? We won it in 2004.
Listen, let's not have a pissing war about this.
No, and I like the Orioles. You know what? I really do. I like the Orioles. If the Orioles were, contending, I would be rooting for the Orioles.
Listen, you lose a game 30 to nothing.
It's 33. It's the subject of a little ridicule.
You guys suck. You Orioles suck. 30-3? That's funny.
Perhaps a pitching problem.
You think?
Do you think so, Buzz?
Might have been that. Yeah.
As an outsider, that's just my guess.
That's good. Even Buzz is tapping into that. Yes, it might have been a slight issue with the bullpen.
All right, well,
they might have had an issue with the bullpen.
Before we start the show and before we get this barrage of calls from people talking like this there, Cal.
Before we do that, I want to say I like the Orioles. I like that manager that you re-up for a year. I seriously do, regardless of the 30-3 loss. I think the Orioles are a potentially very good baseball team. I've just gotten done. I went up and I saw them, and I think they're a good team.
We love them.
They got their ass kicked. They got their ass handed to them.
I don't follow baseball, but...
Right. No, I mean, the Orioles are...
They suck.
They sucked yesterday. Yes. They've also had some wins recently. They've been playing okay.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, come on.
What?
They suck. The team has a long tradition of sucking.
They had their heyday. I mean, they've had a heyday that you can... In modern history that you can look at, you know? You have to go back to when I was in college.
Back
That's
to
when
Walkman times.
Yeah, it was back when I was watching, I had college roommates that were watching the Pittsburgh Pirates, who are now a lowly franchise, playing the Baltimore Orioles in the World Series. I remember watching that game.
It was in the 70s, Mike.
No, it was in the 80s.
It's so
Oh, was it really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. They beat the Dodgers in the
60s. 81, maybe?
Early
80s. 80, no, maybe. You might be right. It might be 79.
Oh. Maybe like 79?
Maybe 79 or 80. I'm not
Sports
sure.
Expert Rob Spiewak.
It's odd they would have a lackluster game coming from such a glorious city.
You know.
There he is piling on. But Rob's the guy, like, when there's the brawl, and the guy is, and everybody's actually left. The 40 guys have left. Rob comes over, and he just runs right back and kicks the guy in the head.
He's bleeding, yeah.
Mike, I'm usually the guy who gets kicked.
So, listen, here's what happened last night. I don't know if you guys caught the last part of the show. Right when we got to Buzz's news.
Right.
Joe, would you stop putting through these calls with people saying, it was 30-3. We've said 30-0, and I believe I
30-3.
I corrected that on more than one occasion.
Three,
I think you said 30-0 as well.
Did I really?
Yeah.
All right.
BFD.
I mean, it's why don't we do this? It was 27-0.
All right, and there you go. Look at 1, 2, 3, 4 calls just drop off the screen.
Sure. Very good.
Thank you. So last night, during Buzz's news, my girlfriend calls during the commercials. And we're talking, and she said, incidentally, her brother, who's visiting from Carolinas or California, wherever it is he lives now, painting her house, and they were moving furniture between her house and my house,
right.
And they mentioned that they had taken out one of the televisions and replaced it with one of the TVs from my girlfriend's house that had been sitting there, and that all they had was blue screen.
And that pleased you greatly.
This wigged me out.
Yeah, you had a meltdown. You had a meltdown.
I mean, any guy would.
Right.
It's an unspoken rule, I believe, that if you're going to go into somebody else's house, and I tried to explain this to Janet last night, she just didn't get it.
It is a guy thing. We discussed that yesterday. It's a guy thing.
I really appreciate the fact that they lugged this TV into my house and lug the other one somewhere else.
Right.
That's great. Oh. I would have been very happy if they would have just left it on the floor, in front of where it goes.
Right.
Instead of me walking in to a blue screen. And here's the thing.
And some wires, you said?
Yeah, wires. Now, it all really, I guess, depends what's important in your own particular life.
Oh, sure. Boy. Here we go.
Priorities.
Here we go. That tells me about your reaction.
Because last night, when I got home, as I mentioned yesterday, I'd been to the doctor and had some of these shots from my kidney, and I was a little sore.
It's a painful process. Yeah, you actually ache down there.
Yeah, and I thought I would go home and just relax on the couch, but I walked through the door, and now Janet and her brother were not there.
Thank God.
Just the doggies walking around. Mm-hmm. And it was like I walked into the living room, and I must have had the reaction that a man would have if you walked in, and your wife was laying there like with a towel around her going, Buzz came over and just forced himself on me.
Help! You reacted violently?
Well, the wall unit was sitting where it should be,
mm-hmm.
and the new TV was half in and half out,
right.
And there were wires akimbo, and I turned it on, and indeed it was nothing but blue screen.
Blue screen staring at me.
So I thought, well, I'll just call the DirecTV guy. You know, I'm going to let this go.
You decided you didn't want to plunge into it at that hour.
No, and I walked upstairs, and I didn't get three steps upstairs. I thought, you know what? Nah, I can do this.
Yeah. You can fix it.
I think so.
And you got a bitchin' set of tools.
Look, I was telling Mike before the show, it's that old thing that if you've got a gigantic gash in your head and you're going, God, my head is bleeding, my head's killing me, and somebody smashes you in the hand with a hammer, you will not notice the pain in your head.
Right. And you're talking about the pain in your kidneys.
Right.
With the TV that had to be fixed, you completely forgot your pain.
Yeah, superhuman pain surged through my body. Mm-hmm. I said, wake me and feed me a cherry pie when I'm done.
So you decided you're going to tackle this thing. You just couldn't live with that blue screen.
No, I couldn't. And the problem is, as many guys know, with this particular TV, it was jerry-rigged a little bit that input 2 really is input 1.
Right.
And you have to know the backwards notion, and you have to know which input goes to where. Jeez. And at one point, I had finally figured this out, and I thought, oh, I can fix this myself. And I thought, because I was just pushing the front of the TV, mm-hmm. getting the menu up, and I finally got the menu that said, you know, like option 1, option 2, option 3.
Right.
And I thought, great. Well, I got to have the remote to make this thing work.
Right. Yeah.
Right. Because it doesn't have a button to scroll between TV 1, TV 2, TV 3.
Uh-huh. Tell me you could find the remote.
Could not.
Oh, God.
Oh. That's unfortunate.
Probably spent 10 minutes.
You know, we're all TV guys. I mean, I hope that there are people reacting the same way out there. I really do, because
I spent about 10 minutes laying on the floor in front of this TV.
Trying. Modern television, would you not agree? Modern televisions are almost virtually impossible to work manually. Now, you need the remote to get stuff done.
I was trying to go to input 2, mm-hmm. and it was on the screen, and I knew that that's what I had to get to, yet I couldn't do it. And this was also driving me mad.
I've had that happen.
And then I'm thinking about this and thinking, well, how can anybody be hooking up a TV mm-hmm. and not like pull up the menu where you go to the whatever input you're going to use.
Exactly.
So Janet shows up, and she walks through the door a little timidly. She doesn't know exactly what kind of beast is going to be there waiting for her. Right. And instead of me, like, reclining, just vegging out, I'm in there, and I've got tools, and I've got wires everywhere, and I've got ladders, and I've seriously, because I'm in the basement working the wiring down there. She comes in, and I say, where, for God's sakes, is the remote? How could you possibly? And she's like, I thought you didn't feel good. I said, I feel great. Where's the remote? Where is the remote?
Focus.
So she found the remote. Poor girl.
It was baked inside of a cake.
No, it was in some box. So she finds the remote.
This is her TV, so she's got to know where the remote is.
Right. So she brings me the remote, and sure enough, boom, it goes to input 2, and all of a sudden, we have audio. We hear audio.
You got one more RCA plug to deal with.
And I think, beautiful. And all of a sudden, it goes to nothing. And I go, what's going on? Oh. Now, I'm in the hutch behind the TV. I go, what's going on? And she said, I just tried to change the station.
Oh, God.
And I said,
helping.
I said, don't touch. I said, and really, she was sitting on the edge of the ottoman, and I felt so bad for her.
I'm hearing this story, and I don't feel bad for her. I can see that she going on. Don't touch it.
I said, what did you do? She said, I just wanted to see what channel. I said, you're not allowed to see what channel. You just screwed up the whole. I got to go all the way back to the beginning now, to the very first menu. Oh, Mike? Pardon me.
Yes.
Now, your local on the 8.
Okay, so she leaves. She leaves the living room area.
You know how to get back to where you are because you had audio, and so you know you're almost there, I would think.
And that's the thing that was the pisser, was that I was almost there, and she was just pushing buttons on front of the TV.
So close.
So she said, I am just going to go upstairs. She went upstairs, and sure enough, as soon as she left, you know, logic took over, and before you know it, an hour and 15 minutes later, the TV is done.
Good picture?
Outstanding
High
picture.
High-def picture?
Outstanding.
Very good.
I call Rob up, and I tell Rob, who's kind of walked me through this thing,
right,
with you know, inputs and stuff, I said,
sure.
Got it fixed. All I got to do is get the remotes to learn each other, go online, and boy, this is set. I sit down with Jan, and I don't know why girls are like this. I said, okay, until I go upstairs and find out how these are, and I'm holding the two remotes. I said, until I go upstairs and find out how this remote talks to this remote. I have the TiVo remote and the remote for her TV, right? I said, this one, the TiVo one, you use to change channels and to TiVo. This one for volume and on, off.
Right. We all deal with that.
Yeah.
Right?
It's terrible.
She says, got it. TiVo, on, off. I said, beautiful. I walked away. 3 seconds later, she says, I got nothing on the TV. And I come back and I go, what'd you do? She said, which one is the one for the channel? Is it TiVo?
Is that when your hand began shaking like Tom Hanks in A League of Their Own?
She said, the TiVo. I said, no, sweetie. No. It's the other one for the channels. And she said, no, hold on. When I used to use this before, this one changed the channel too. And I said, I told you, this one has to learn how to talk to this one,
right?
And you would think I was speaking Farsi to her.
Well, it's a guy's thing. The TV is usually the guy's thing.
So at that point,
she wants to be part of it, though.
At that point, I actually set them.
She should have gone to Cleveland.
I sat one on one side of the table and one on the other, and I said, "Remember, channel, TiVo, volume, on, off."
She wanted to watch her television. Is that what she wanted to do? She wanted to flip around.
Desperately wanted to flip around.
Gotcha.
But anyway.
Is this going to be like her TV?
Yes.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Problem solved, right. Mike. Problem solved.
Everything fixed?
But they just don't get it.
No, because they don't care.
Exactly.
Now, that's not a slap at women. That's not a slap at Janet. That's true. It doesn't mean, and you know what? It makes us look dumb, too, because it doesn't matter nearly as much to them as it does to us.
And I'm leaving out maybe the best part of this, that really when I first came through the door, the first thing I did was go all the way across the house to my room, to the cave,
and make sure
to turn on my TV to make sure.
Just as a security blanket.
Yes.
So it's there, it's on, the warm
right.
glow is there. You hear the soft audio in the background that you know.
Ah.
Nothing has been done that has compromised the entire video audio chain
Hello,
of your home.
Hello, DVR.
I know.
Hello, TV.
My TVs are such a mess.
Hello, friend.
But it's done. It's fixed.
Oh, yeah.
Looks Yay. Nice. It's all
yeah.
neat.
Yeah. Done, and...
Don't have to deal with it anymore.
Done, and done.
Good
Hello.
For you.
Don and my
Good
show.
For you.
Hello.
Hey, boys.
Hi.
Hey, you know what's worse than... You know, I find family members get over it. They eventually get over your snapping like a twig. But you know who doesn't get over it is when you know more than the cable guy, and you start grabbing the cable guy right by the short and curlies and trying to punch him in the face and explain to him. I had to make a video of what my high-def channels were doing in the middle of the night for them to finally realize that something was wrong with my high-def channels, and I was ready to strangle the guy by the time he left my house.
I'm hip to that. A lot of times you'll get a real good guy, like the guy that I have.
Right.
Although I've had my share of guys come over and say, okay, here's the first thing we're going to do. And
right.
I say this with a lot of authority.
Right.
We're going to unplug the box for 30 seconds and reset. And you want to just look at him and go,
yeah,
duh.
I did that.
Duh.
You've told me to do it a million times. I had a discussion with a buddy of mine that was very into computers, knows about computers, and he said the next big thing, this is 5 to 6 years down the road, the next big thing will be technology that is solely and specifically designed to make these systems that we all have idiot-proof. where on-off volume change channels.
Here's
because,
why I, here's,
because they've become monsters a lot of times.
I don't. Here's why I don't believe that's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
I still find people who are stumped at an ATM.
Sure.
I still find
sure.
people who, when they go to the Exxon car wash,
right.
sit there for 10 minutes trying to decipher how to punch in their code.
I'm talking about, like, you get on a computer that's moving too slowly. And you know how everybody's got the software now where you can do maintenance on your computer?
Sure.
Where you can do a scan and you can see if there are any viruses or
right.
there's anything slowing it down.
Right.
Those type of functions are going to be much more clearly described on a computer. They're going to be built into computers.
Automatic.
And you're going to, you know, it's going to be clean or some icon like that that's on there. When you have any problem like that, oh, it must be time for a cleaning. And it's just boom, and it's going to do everything. Because right now, everybody's computer. You have the viruses. You have firewalls. You have the fact that they have to be scanned regularly.
Right.
They have to be maintained. And when I say maintained, I'm not talking about cleaning it. I'm talking about clicking on like a maintenance icon
yeah.
to get rid of all these situations that are in there. And they said eventually that they're going to come out with these computers. And there's going to be competition where you're going to say, which is they're going to have computers that are more user-friendly because we definitely are in need of that.
See, on one hand, I agree with you.
Right.
But on the other hand, I think I'm a little more realistic now that I look at technology now,
right.
where we are now,
mm-hmm.
and where I thought we would be like 15 years ago.
Right.
And I think, well, I think we kind of hit a roadblock right now.
There is a roadblock right now. I mean, we've got a lot of gadgets, but they rush a lot of these gadgets to market without necessarily thinking about the complexity.
But we got an idiot-proof like an ATM first, though. So that
absolutely.
When you get there, the old lady in front of you is still not looking like she's looking at her first-ever Commodore 64.
Well, here's another example. Idiot-proof a television. I mean, televisions really are so, you know, the average person out there. I mean, we're all videophiles here. We all can probably hook up our own systems and everything.
And other files, too.
And other files.
I'm Chris Hansen with Dateline NBC.
You know, you've got component audio. You've got the RCA plugs. You've got S video cables. It really, at a certain point, ought to simply be a just shove it in there, you know? Bingo. Like you're plugging it in.
Just shove it in there, Mike.
Just shove it in there, baby.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
What we've been saying.
Hey, what's up? Hey.
Isn't TiVo great?
Isn't TiVo great?
Hey, Mike.
Yes.
You know, I was on the website, and I was looking at the pictures of you at the, I believe it was the Nationals game.
Yes.
Long time ago, not to completely bring the shit to a halt. Carla, well done, my friend. Well done.
God.
Four words came to mind. Four words came to mind.
All right, lay them on me.
Face down, ass up.
Wow. Well,
a compliment, I think.
And a nice compliment you're not going to find today, Mike.
So sweet and tender and warm. I appreciate
there
that,
you
sir.
Go.
Thank you very much.
That's what we all said.
Very nice. I try not to, when I'm photographed, stand anywhere near Carla. It's just simply too ridiculous.
You find that's what everyone says that when they see her.
Of course. And that's in public, too. I try to stay a little ways away. We're going to the party, honey. Let me move a little bit away from you.
Face down, ass up.
I thought he sucked.
Thank you, Carla.
All right, we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.